Good morning. Great to be with you. It's time for the Melbourne Form Panel on this Saturday, the 5th of May. Thanks to Queensland Racing. Let's welcome in the team. And hello to you, Dean Lester.
Hello, Gareth. This is nearly a daily occurrence talking to you.
Yes. Looking forward to part two, too, of your life with yourself, Dino, on Wednesday. You were very good.
Thank you, Gareth. As were you, and looking forward to hearing it myself. Yep. And who's the week after?
That's a very good question.
We'll have a meeting afterwards. Yeah.
If anyone's out there that's got a good idea, let me know, please. 0416905052. You're a hard act to follow, Dino. Vlado Steakhouse, of course, the best steakhouse in Melbourne, a family business for nigh on 60 years, are giving away a $210, not $200, a $210 voucher, Dino. And your trivia question, looking forward to that. Do you have any ideas?
Working on that, Gareth, as we speak, a bit like your life guest in a couple of weeks' time.
What about at Flemington? How do you think that track will play today with a 20k northerly wind, Dino?
Yeah, it's certainly a good track, and we love being at Flemington and on good ground. So it all promises to be a good meeting. I mean, it's a hard meeting. These lead ups towards the final series at Winter Finals Day, that they just sort of gather momentum, don't they? And there's good depth in a lot of these races.
Yeah, I love this formatted initiative by the VRC. It makes winter racing a little bit more interesting in a way, Dino, with these heats and then the final.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. David Gately, hello to you.
Very good morning.
Did you enjoy your run today?
It's cold, but we got through it.
All right, then. And Warren Huntley, hello to you.
Good morning, Gareth.
Are you confident today that you can dominate Flemington?
I'd like to be in front by about race four. That'd be nice, because I think it gets tougher as we get deeper into the program.
All right, then. It is a tough back end looking at it anyway there at Flemington this afternoon. Nicholas Quinn from the Tab joins us, and he's a busy man today. Hello to you, Nicholas.
Hello, Gareth. Hello, all.
What's been the best back galloper?
There's been good money for race three, Chief El Tony, and race number four, Sione, has been popular as well. So hopefully a few of those runners can get the cash.
All right, then let's kick off this preview today for this Flemington meeting on a Saturday. And the first race is a heat of the Banjo Patterson for the stayers. And there's a few scratchings here. South Pacific, the ground's too hard for him. Norway, the four, is out as well. And this favourite now, Quinny, what price is Grand Promenade?
$1.28 dominates the market at that quote. Holds about 85% of the investment and very well anchored through the all-up bets. Accia, $5, second to leg. Smokin' Piero, $13. Vivid Red Sky, $17. Social Element, $19. Silence the Stars, an $81 chance. But it's all about the favourite here, Grand Promenade, to hopefully make it two wins in three runs.
I don't know what you do here, Dino. It's probably a little bit too early for lunch.
It is a bit early, Gareth. Might have to roll him into a multi, not at $1.22. Hold our powder and hope we get sort of the $1.40 sort of mark, maybe. Mm-hmm. Who knows? I think he'll win Grand Promenade. I think he's still got plenty of petrol in the tank. The Ramsden was a real chance for him, and he ran well, but he was only fourth up there, and he can hold his form. He'll roll along on the pace. He's far better suited in this race under this weight scale than he was in the Ramsden. So, he should be, I think, the one to beat. Hackey is a Flemington winner and, of course, a good, tough old stayer. And I think he's second best. Smokin' Piero is going well. Just doesn't win out of turn. Probably the same with Vivid Red Sky. But, I think the top two are genuine Saturday stayers. And that's how they'll fight it out. 2-1-8-7.
All right, then, Gator, what are you thinking here to kick off proceedings?
No, I don't think you need us for this one. I mean, this horse, look, he was thrashed, but Roman Flowers is, I'm pretty sure, going to run well in a race called the Melbourne Cup. He had the fifth-place Melbourne Cup horse behind him and the third-place Sydney Cup horse as well behind him. So, he picks himself. Harkey is some sort of danger. Placed in a Bendigo Cup, remember. The others are outclassed, and some of them don't even stay. 2-1-7-8.
All right, then, and Warren, your thoughts here. Are you with Grand Promenade, or can Hackey cause a little bit of an upset in the first?
Well, he's probably the danger if there is one, Gareth, but a kilo over the minimum following that run under the conditions of the Ramsden. He just looks ideally suited, and Jamie Carter ride, and in small fields sometimes tempo and tactics can make it a challenge for a short price favourite, but he can make his own luck, and he stands out two ahead of one. Hacky, Smoking Piero's going okay. Sometimes without much luck, he might be a trifecta player if that's the way you want to try and attack the race, but there's not going to be much value even in the multis here, and I've got Vivid Red Sky in as next best. Very similar to 187.
All right, then let's have a look at race two on the program there at Flemington. It's over the 1,400 metres for the mares. Scratch the seven Faithful Diamond here, Quinny.
We do exactly that, and punters very keen to get involved with the top two in the market here. Nickel Doodle Dandy and also Lavina both have been popular throughout the course of the week. It's now Nickel Doodle Dandy at $2.70 and Lavina at $3.30. Between them, they hold over 85% of the investment. Don't Tell the Boss $5.50. Witchful Thinking $8.50. Mrs. Beckham $12. JJ Dart $16. Make Mine Hennessy a $17 chance. And a little bit of support of the very big odds for number 8 over there at $34. But hopefully for punters, it's 3-2, 2-3 fighting out the second.
All right, then, out of these two WA gallopers, Gator, which way are you leaning to? Or are you going outside of the top two in the market?
Oh, no. I'm with Lavina, to answer your question, which was a long-winded one. Sat wide and did bolt in at Warner. It was a terrific win. And, look, I was with her at Flemington. In hindsight, maybe coming back 100 metres wasn't the answer. Just didn't quicken when the race went on. And then I don't think loved racing tight in between them either. Picked up and hit the line. That tells me 1,400 will suit. Drawn off the rail alike. Oliver in the saddle goes all right too. Snickerdoodle Dandy held her ground behind Ayrton, so it was a good enough return. Then got Winburn from standoff, but she beat everything else, and she did quicken pretty well. I think she's the danger. Don't Tell the Boss it's airborne, and Witchful Thinking will give you a sight. 2, 3, 5, 4.
All right, then, Warren, with Witchful Thinking, is she your leader here?
Yeah, I think she's... Well, you can't restrain her, Gareth, and she'll roll along, and I think that'll ensure that there's at least a reasonable tempo. She's nice and fit for recent racing, and that's the way to ride her. So she'll roll along on the speed, and I think that'll allow Lavina, who was in slightly restricted ground and just seemed to be chasing all the way down the straight at 1,100 metres last start. Ollie rode her at Warrnambool. When she won, he gets back on. I think that's a really good scenario for Lavina in a reasonably run 1,400. I know the talk is that maybe she's better with serious give in the ground, but early in the day, I don't think we're going to be on a rock-hard track here, and she seemed to cope with Flemington well enough last start. I think she's the one to beat. Two ahead of three, Snickerdoodle Dandy, who is only second up last start and ran well behind Standoff, who recorded some terrific late sectionals there. Four, Wishful Thinking will give a sight riding the speed. And Don't Tell the Bosses seems to have been up forever, but she's going well. She'll probably be doing some ducking and weaving from back in the field, but she's next best for me. 2, 3, 4, 5.
Are you also with Lavina here, Dino?
Well, I am, Gareth. I don't think there's that much between them. I think Lavina... I think the boards have outlined the case there. I think just going back and trip and down the straight last start wasn't ideal. But on the line, she was okay. And I think 1,400, the way this race will be set up, sets up well for a Snickerdoodle Dandy. Ran well. Interesting that off the back of that run, Peter Moody's applied a tongue tie. So maybe there was just a little bit of an issue there. So maybe there's a bit of improvement in that as well. So yeah, I think they stand out a little bit. I'm going with 2 from 3. JJ Dar, first run for Kevin Corson's. The best of her form is well up to this, freshened up. And Don't Tell the Boss, as Warren mentions, been up for a long time. She hasn't won beyond 1,200, but she runs good races at this sort of distance range, and she could place again. But 2 and 3 stand out for me, Gareth. 2, 3, 1, 5.
All right, then. So Dino with Lavina for Lindsay Smith over the 3, 1, and 5. Gator also with Lavina. 2, 3, 5, and 4 for Gator. And Warren believes Lavina will be hard to beat as well. So 2, 3, 4, and 5 for Warren Huntley in race number 2. Benchmark 78, race 3 over the 1,400 metres. And you can scratch the 1 Sky Punch, the 15 Prince of Alina, and also the 16 Razor Mup here, Quinny.
And we've got the best back galloper on the program, number 12, Chief El Tony. It was $3.10 initially when markets were posted on Wednesday. One bet Wednesday afternoon of $2,500 at $2.90, and it's done nothing but firm to reopen at $2.10 this morning. Just pushed out ever so slightly to be a $2.15 market leader. Very slight deduction since that initial market opened. 2 cents in the dollar with Sky Punch and 4 cents in the dollar with Raise 'Em Up. So it has been on the back of market movement. B Hunter, a $5 second elite, then it's double figures or better the rest. Thought of that 10 with Left Hand Man. Patricio at 12, Mr. Tipler 14, Just Spoke 16, 23, or better the rest. But it's all about the favourite here, Chief Eltoni.
Alexander Ray prepares at Chief Eltoni here at Flemington. And Michael Falgate asked him the question there yesterday regarding this horse getting onto a good track this afternoon.
It's definitely a good question because, you know, the question being, would he have been as dominant on top of the ground the other day at Ballarat? Well, I'm not sure. I mean, he's reared off some pretty slick times on top of the ground, you know, last preparation. I think the bottom line is he's just a pretty good horse and, you know, he deals with most conditions as good as any.
Your thoughts on his chances today, the short price favourite, Warren Huntley?
I like him like most people do, Gareth, and as Alex Ray outlined there, he's run some terrific late sectionals on good ground. He just happened to strike rain-affected ground last start at Ballarat and handled it and ran some great late sectionals there. So I think Alex's summary is as good. He's just a good horse. He's still on the up, and I think he can win. With thought of that being ridden a little bit more conservatively, as Kieran Maher outlined to you, maybe the speed of the race is not that clearly outlined. Maritana, Designer Rouge drawn low with claims probably end up in a forward spot. I don't think Chief Eltoni has to get that far off them under those circumstances. I like him, 12 ahead of 9, B Hunter. If he can hold a spot from the inside draw, then he'll be thereabouts as well. He closed off well first up. He'll be fitter. You know what you get from him. He'll be finding the line strongly. I think he's the main danger. 5 left-hand man's fit, going well. John O'Connor travels horses over to Victoria well, and this horse has travelled over here and run well last start behind Corner Pocket, who controlled that race on speed. 13, De Niro. Recent jump out down the back straight at Pakenham, just trailing in Mr. Quickie, was probably an indication that he's come to hand well, and his first up record's good. Keen on 12, ahead of 9, 5, 13.
All right, Dino, what's your speed map here? Even Johnny Sadler says B Hunter, if he jumps well, he can settle nice and close this afternoon.
Well, they were important interviews this morning, Gareth, B Hunter, this morning for B Hunter going forward, you know, holding that spot a bit and maybe thought of that ridden a little bit quieter. Certainly think Jittery Jack's the leader, but, you know, left-hand man, Design Rouge Maritana won't be that far away. And as Warren said, Chief Eltoni can probably land, probably inside midfield, keep it pretty simple, and I think he'll win again. I thought that was a really dominant display. I think first up he was beaten probably by the bias of the track. He had to be ridden a bit closer, and it was over a shorter trip, and he was dominant last start. I think he can win to beat Just Folk, who I think is a really good talent. He's got an awkward draw to contend with, but if he has any luck early, he can run well. B Hunter and Left Hand Man coming through what I think is a pretty good race at Sandown behind Corner Pocket. I'm trusting that form for this sort of grade, and they'll both run well. But I think Chief Eltoni will win 12, 14, 9 and 5.
And Gator was interesting hearing Kieran Maher talk about thought of that. He gave that horse a wonderful each-way push today first up.
Yeah, look, he's. I think the talent's there. I mean, he's proven that. I mean, his career peak's probably the best of any horse in this race. So, that's always a good recipe, you know, for a roughie perhaps. So, look, I'm going to tip Chief Eltoni as well. Not much more to add. You know, I was factoring in the track bias as well. First up against Corner Pocket, and then the dominant win last time. Left hand man drew inside at Lakeside, and just didn't get a ton of room. But chased, obviously, Corner Pocket. B Hunter was 5 weeks off into that. He'd be fitter. Press second up form off these little freshens. Needs another win, though. And I'm with Ted a bit. The De Niro's jump out was quite good without raving. Mr. Tipler next. 12-5, 9-13 for me.
All right, then. So Dino's with Chief Eltoni here. The 12 from the 14, 9 and 5. Gator also with the favourite. 12-5, 9 and 13. And Warren with Chief Eltoni as well. So 12, 9, 5 and 13 for Warren Huntley. Race number 4, this is a beauty for the 2-year-old fillies. A fascinating race. And scratch the 8 pandas post here, Quinny.
And really good money here for Sione, who has done nothing but burn throughout the course of the week. Was $8.50 when the initial market opened, and now all the way down to be a $3.60 market leader. Bets along the way include 5,000 each way at 6 and 3,000 each way at 4. She's now the new favourite from Commands the Field. Commands the Field has also been a bit of a firmer, $7 into 5.50. The runner that's gone the other way, Invincible Caviar, 3.50 out to 5.50 and still not a lot of support at that 5.50. We have 15 Explorer 7.50. Argentina, an $8 chance. There's been a little bit of each-way support for number 6 in her stride, who's been as much as 26 into 16. and a little bit of money around for number 12, Vivienne, who's a $17 chance, but clearly the best back runner and one of the better back runners on the Flemington card today, number 10, Sione.
So let's hear from her trainer, Sione's trainer, Patrick Payne.
Exactly. The last 50 metres were fantastic. It was strange. She's normally first out in her jump out, but for some reasons, like maybe more race day pressure or more commotion at the start, but she jumped slow and no fault of the rider, just got in an awkward spot. But as I said, the last 50 metres was fantastic, and after launch was fantastic. But as you said, like when you look at her in the mountain yard, just don't be put off. She's quite skinny on the light side. That's just her makeup, and you know she'll be like that for the rest of her life, I'd say.
All right then. So that's Paddy Payne talking about Sione, and there was a few other some confident stables. I think a little bit more confident than Paddy this morning, talking about their fillies on the first word, Dino. We might have.
Who else did we hear from, Gareth? Sam Freeman.
Sam Freeman was confident that his filly can run a really good race, commands the field. Natalie Young was bullish about her chances as well. So, a couple of confident pushes there, Dino.
I think a fascinating race, not just because the daughter of Black Caviar is there and the daughter of Frankel, but it's a really good contest. I'm going to go with Sistine Explorer. I think it was the other good run at Geelong in the race won by Moon Over Alice, and I'm putting a lot of faith in that form. Sistine Explorer, I just thought it was a bit keen mid-race and still hit the line well, and I'm interested that Andrew Noblet straight away has gone for the earmuffs first time, just to probably get her to pace herself that little bit better. And I think if she does, she'll be finishing hard. I'm not knocking Invincible Caviar at all. I think she built her speed nicely down the back straight there. Yes, it was a low-pressure trial early, but as we know, down the Flemington straight, they often build their speed exactly the same way. So I think she can run very well. Sione was unlucky on debut. She got back and hit the line really hard. It was a terrific run. It was hard to miss. On the strength of that performance, she can run well. And the winner of that race was Moon Over Alice, who'd shown ability last time in and won first up and is here again today. So as I said, trusting the Geelong form, but I thought Sistine Explorer was the one that was a little bit over the odds out of that trio. 11, 7, 10 and 3.
How have you worked out this race, Gator?
Look, with great difficulty, I think there's a lot of merit in all. I think you make a case for all those aforementioned runners. Look, I've left out Sistine Explorer, it's the only out of my top four, but they can both clearly win. I went Command the Field, who certainly had backing on debut, beat an odds-on pop in Midwest, who's talented. Look, they got the third horse, and that horse had some, there was money for that horse as well from the Snowden Yard. I think a small field sometimes we can put a pen through the form, and I just thought we'd come up the wrong price before markets went up, and I think that's probably fair enough given the support for her since. Now, Invincible Caviar, I'm interested in Ted Storch here. You'll get to him in a minute. He's our jump-out man. The second jump-out, her latest jump-out, you'd probably tip her on top and say she could win a lot of races. The jump-out prior, I think she'd be a $12 chance. But, as I say, I'll default to Ted there. Prassia Light held on well, Kensington Fresh. That was a good little race. The Quinella were pretty smart, and the runner-up sat three wide midweek and won. Moon Over Alice beat a few of these last time, and again, sometimes I think we can gravitate to those behind, and I do it too often. Anyway, good little race, 1793.
All right, then, Warren, I'll ask you the question. What did you think of Invincible Caviar's jump out recently?
Yeah, well, as Gator outlined, the one before, you wouldn't have been that enthusiastic, but so much of it just comes down to intent. It's all part of their education, and it's just part of track work, but the back straight jump outs at Pakenham are sometimes a little bit difficult to see because they're so far away from the vision, and you know, it just looks like you're watching things in the distance. But gee, I love the way she quickened. There was some intent, but her action looked great. She covered the ground well, and she really did improve nicely when asked in a recent jump out. So I'm giving that a real tick. As much as you can learn from unraced horses in jump outs, I thought she did as much as you could ask. And there was some intent, but she showed that she's got the ability to quicken. And I like that. But I'm also trusting that race at Geelong as the primary form reference. And Sione was the obvious one from that, a little bit unlucky with being back in the field and then having to check off heels and get home late. Inside draw here, but barriers in the middle of the straight, not going to be hemmed up against the fence. And early in the meeting last time with straight races, they were able to make some ground off the inside of the pack, and it was actually almost the preferred spot. So I don't think Sione will be disadvantaged. I'm going to go 10 ahead of 11, 16 Explorer. I agree with Dino, there's probably as much merit in her run as there was in Sione's, and certainly from a sectional timing point of view, there's not a lot between them. The earmuffs going on just might help her pace herself that little bit better. Liked what I saw from Invincible Caviar, that jump out down the back straight at Pakenham recently, and the winner of the race at Geelong probably shouldn't be overlooked in Moon Over Alice. So plenty to learn here, and an intriguing race, deserving of the attention it's got during the week. 10, 11, 7, 3.
Okay, so Dino's with Sistine Explorer at 7.50 at the moment. So 11, 7, 10 and 3. Gator with it commands the field that Natalie Young made the best for their stable today at around 5.50. So 1, 7, 9 and 3 there for Gator. And Warren with it, the 10, Sione, the best back filly in this race to defeat the 11, 7 and 3. Race number 5 is a heat of the winter championship for the open class middle distance gallopers. And you can scratch the 10 Vinland and the 11 Viral here, Quinny.
And there's been good support for another favourite here. This time, number 3, Yulong January, was $4 initially when markets were posted on Wednesday, and currently a $2.90 market leader. Rubisaki, a $3.70 second elect. Odeon's been popular, as much as 9 was on offer, and has been 5.50 into 4.40 this morning. Ocular, 9.50. Reykjavik, 14. Aramayo, Flash Tone, first up, returning from Singapore, has been stopped here, 10 out to 16. Galaxy Raider, 19. Roxburgh Castle, 26. Harlech, 34. All to win a $71 chance. The best back runner, clearly number 3, Yulong January, with each way money for the horse, second to Yulong January, last start in Odeon.
All right, then, we'll start off with you, Gator. I know on Thursday on RSN Central's Gator's Game Plan, you had a talk to Rubisaki. It's D-Day for her in your eyes.
Yeah, look, I think when pushed for a D-Day horse, she was the one. But, yeah, look, her first two runs were terrific. Luckless first up, and I thought excellent, and then terrific in the Group 1. Maybe she's just ridden a bit warm last time, which doesn't happen often from the stable, does it? But I think with a colder ride here, hopefully we can see the real Rubisaki, but she certainly won't be solo in the early quaddie. Interesting in Quinny's thoughts there, or his information coming. The Yulong January was big money for him last time. He controlled the race to some extent. He sat outside a pretty strong speed, though, and faced the strong headwind. So I think the wind had a lot of merit. I think Roxburgh Castle is the best roughie. Good return. Just didn't quicken and then stayed at the sprint trip second up. 1400s his go, and there's a question mark on a few of these. Odeon hasn't won for a while. Reykjavik struggles when he gets up in the weight. Galaxy Raiders, Galaxy Raider. So, yeah, interesting race. I went 8.376 for the record.
All right, then, Warren, what are you doing here?
I'm with Yulong January as the most likely winner, Gareth. Mark Zara really rode this horse to his strengths last start, and he should be even fitter, so I can't see him being any easier to beat today than he was last time. He'll be fitter, he'll ride the speed, and he can crank it up from a fair way out and sustain a long gallop. So I'm with him ahead of Odeon, who chased him last start. He was nice and fresh and big in the yard. I'm sure he'll improve with that run, and he's got a pretty good second up record. He's got a win and three placings from 8 attempts. Jamie Carr taking the ride, I think's a positive. Galaxy Raider, as Gator said, he's Galaxy Raider, but $4 a place Galaxy Raider seems a little bit over the odds to me. You know what he's going to do. He's going to get off what looks a reasonable speed. He'll be hitting the line hard, and 8 Rubisaki. Perhaps it is a D-Day for her, but if she's anywhere near what she was previously, she'll be in the mix. And 4 of her 8 wins have come at the 1,400 metres, so 3 of those here. So there's no reason to think she's not going to run well, and perhaps you can forgive that last time. But I think Yulong January is the benchmark, and for me, Galaxy Raiders a little bit over the odds. 3.698.
Where's the pace here? Is it Yulong January? Rocks the Castle, Dino?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it, Gareth, how they'll settle down. Odeon, All Too Hoying, maybe next pair. But I think Yulong January can win again. He's a horse that, when he did get on a winning run a couple of preparations back, he held his form for quite a few runs, and happy to think he'll do it again. Odeon will run well again. He doesn't win out of turn, but he runs well in this grade, and he's going to race well again. I thought Harlech might be the little wild card here. And I thought he ran okay in the Wongoom. That was on wet ground. He won Benalla Cup on drier ground at 1,400. I thought he might be strong late in Reykjavik. The worry is the weight, but I thought off a quiet ride from back in the wide draw, he might be hitting the line late. But sets up very well for Yulong January and Odeon to maybe run the 1-2 again, 3-6-2-1.
And it was a good little push too from Mike Moroney with Harlek Dino. So $34, $6 worth maybe, what, $2 the win and $8 the place.
Sounds a nice little plan for you, Gareth. Something for you to do around that time.
Yes, 3-6-2-1 for Dino. Gator likes the 8 from the 3-7-6. And Warren's with the 3, Yulong January as well, over the 6-9-8. 8:32, that's the halftime mark here of the Melbourne Form Panel as we take a look at Flemington today, thanks to Queensland Racing. We'll take a quick break on the other side of it. We've still got Vlado's Steakhouse Quiz. Dina hasn't given us the question just yet, so looking forward to that. Plus, we'll go through the quaddie legs and also the team's best bets, and also we'll get their quaddies as well. That siren means it's quiz time, so the first person with the correct answer through on our text line, 0416 90 50 52, will win the voucher thanks to Vlado Steakhouse. And Dean Lester has his question ready to go, Dino.
Pretty easy question, Gareth. Yep. The most famous winner in the 21st century of the Queensland Oaks is Winks in 2015. Probably the second most famous, won two majors. What was the name of that filly that won two majors in the early 2000s? Yep.
Great question, Dino. As we move on to race number 6 at Flemington, that number to text in, 0416 90 50 52. Race 6 is for the 3-year-olds over the 1,400 metres. Scratch the 2, Summer Rocker, the 7, Standoff, and also the 9, Sweet 16, along with the 11, Bengal Bandit, the 13, The Deck, and the 14, Yulong Impact here, Quinny.
Yeah, and the market knocked around by those multiple scratching slash deductions, as you mentioned. Having a look at the investment, the best back runner is the second leg, number 10, Four Leaf Ride, who's a $4 chance. And the second best back runner is the favourite, number 8, Way to Go Paula, who's at $3.50. We then have Michigan 6, Mark of the Man, Ken. A little bit of each way support for Foxy Freda, who's been $13 into 10. Just the tributes had support, as much as 17 was on offer, but has been 15 into 10 on the back of market support today. And Jaffrey, a $14 chance. Good betting race. The best back at this stage, the second leg, Four Leaf Ride.
And Warren, it was great to catch up with Scotty Cameron this morning on the first word. You could hear the excitement in his voice. He's a little nervous, which is understandable, but he did make that good point for a smallish trainer like himself. It's a big day for his stable, sending out a talented galloper like Four Leaf Ride there at Flemington in a good race.
And, look, he was good and well-supported to win. I was actually on course that day. And Scotty said the money wasn't his. He wasn't too sure what to expect, but there was plenty of punters who expected Four Leaf Ride to win, and they were right. This is a very different assignment, obviously tougher, but he looks to be part of the speed here. I'm with one at odds here, despite the scratching still going around at double figures. I can have something each way, Foxy Frieda here. I think she's a real talent. She had a lot to do last start at Sandown, but I thought she closed off well. You could almost mount a case to say that she was an unlucky runner in that race. She'll get a much better run closer to the speed here, I think, from a favourable draw. So I'm with 12 each way. Ahead of 8, Way to Go Paula, back from stakes grade last start, back to 1,400 metres without much luck last start, and Jamie Carr aboard's a positive. Look, Mark of the Man, there was, I think, a suspension for Michael Poy following that interference late in the race. It was a bunch finish, but he was terrific through the line there, and from a good draw and a really strong senior rider in Mark Zara boards a positive. And I've got Four Leaf Ride in as next best. He rolled along, obviously up in grade from that maiden victory, but he did do it in the manner of a horse that can go to stronger company and be competitive. 12 each way, ahead of 8, 1 and 10.
Does Four Leaf Ride lead here, Dino?
I suspect he will, Gareth. It sort of has changed a little bit with the scratchings. I thought he was probably exposed to a bit more pressure, but I think Japri up to 1,400 from a good draw wouldn't be far away, and Volator Michigan maybe from out wider. But, yeah, I think he'd probably lead Four Leaf Ride. And, yeah, it's potential egg on face. I've left him out because the race has changed a little bit with pressure, but with, you know, scratchings of a couple. But I like the fillies here. I like Way to Go Paula and Foxy Frieda. I think Way to Go Paula was going really well before the run last start in the Guineas in Adelaide, where nothing went right for her and she had a horrid run, total forgive run. She can bounce back here, freshened up. I think she can race well. Foxy Frieda was a really good run in a race I'm trusting strongly at Sandown, and drops 3 kilos in weight for that run. I think she'll measure up. 5, Michigan. had the time between runs, which is a little concern, but he's a promising horse. And Mark of the Man, who really did run well second up and is probably establishing that he's good at 1,400 metres and probably open to even more improvement for his third Australian run next best. They're the mains, and I'll be putting Volator in the quaddy now. 8, 12, 5 and 1.
All right, then, Gator, you with the fillies as well here?
Yeah, I'm going with Way to Go, Paula. She took off mid-race last time. We'll forgive that one. A strong finishing win prior, splitting two good fillies in a listed race. She's only second up. Jamie Carr, big track with some speed on paper. She'll do. Four Leaf Right, led, did bolt in, as we saw there. Ran pretty good time for maiden class, 6.5 lengths above the average, so it tells you a measure up. Michigan, there's good merit on the clock from two wins this prep. 1,400 looks okay there. And Volatair did look stiff last time in a really odd race. Back to 1,400 from the wide draw. Originally, I was nervous. Now I've got some scratchings in the game. 8, 10, 5, 6 for me.
All right, then. So Dino likes the 8 from the 12, 5 and 1. Gator, you're with the 8 from the 10, 5 and 6. And Warren Huntley likes the 12 from the 8, 1 and 10 there in race number 6, Flemington. Let's move on to race number 7 on the program for the 3-year-old stays over the 2,000 metres. Quinnian, you can take out the emergencies. Unfortunately for you, Elm the Giver is out, the 17, along with the 18, 19 and 20. Yeah, Quinny's so disappointed that his horse didn't get a start. He has hung up on us. So I'll go through the market. Rube is at $3.80 and has had some good backing as well with the tab. They bet $4.40 into $3.80. Our Lone Star, $7.50. Redwood Shadow, $5 into $4. He is now fighting for favouritism. And then we go to Mark Colt, $5.50 out to $6.50. The 10 Sweet Carolina, $7.50 out to $11. Quinny, how did I go there?
Look, you're going to put me out of a job, so if you could just cut that out, that'd be great. But the most alarming thing is number 17. If it did not go to start this morning, there wasn't a scratch in, and I know your star producer, Matt Nevitt, has had an absolute tantrum because of this. He is a part owner. But the best back runner here has been Ruba, who's been popular throughout the course of the week, and the money has continued already this morning, now a $3.80 chance, with $4.40 on Thursday night. Good support then at that quote. Outside the favourites, there's been money for a couple of runners. The best backed, no surprise to see support come for number 4, Namakawa, after a good push yesterday morning from one of the superstars on the panel. I won't give away who that was, but $11 into $9.50 since that point in time. And the second elect, Redwood Shadow, has been popular, $5 into 4. Hunters working around numbers 3, 5 and 4 in the second leg of the quaddie.
All right then, Dino, what's the speed map look here in this big field for the 3-year-old stays?
Gareth, I'm thinking Oak Bridge from Barrier 1 and Namakwa with the blinkers on Barrier 3. Bunchen from out wider, maybe Running Cloud, Furioso might take up reasonable spots. So, yeah, I think the speed will be even. I'm giving a good chance to Namakwa, who I thought ran, it was a grinding win on the synthetic, but I like that, you know, he's won a race and now they're going to the blinkers. This is the race that launched Persan last year. He's certainly, I don't think he's going to be a Persan, but the stable have just got such a great record when they get them into this sort of distance range. And I'm thinking he's got a very good chance and of running well to beat number 9, Mark Holt, who I thought just got too far back last start. He can run very well here with the senior rider. 2, our Lone Star was nearly a month between runs last start. He can be very competitive in this sort of grade. And next best, number 3, Ruba, who's deep into a preparation you wouldn't think would be improving, but certainly has a chance again. 4, 9, 2, and 3.
And Dana, there's always a lot of talk around this time of year anyway, horses from synthetic to grass, but is it horses for courses for you, in a way?
Yeah, it is. Firm track to firm track is the most important thing.
Yep.
I think they go to the synthetic looking for firm ground, and this horse is lobbed onto a firm turf track, so I think that's an important point.
All right, then, Gator, what are you thinking here?
I think Ruba can win. Should have won its last two, probably. Well, let's not say that. Let's say with a different run, I think wins its last two. Left in front a long way from home. Horrifying ran him down and went on to run really well in a Queensland Derby. Mark Holt was good behind him. It was only his fifth start, so Probably has more upside, you would think. Obviously, Ruba's deep in the prep. Sweet Carolina, she looks to be suited 2,000 here. She's in the game with Namaqua, another one on that upward spiral. We are 3, 9, 10 and 4.
All right then, so 3, 9, 10 and 4 for Gator. Warren?
I'm with the form line primarily behind Horrifying, which so many of these horses come through, and then Horrifying, as Gator outlined, ran well in the Queensland Derby. And Ruba, he doesn't, obviously doesn't win head of turn. He's won one from 12, but gee, he's run well, and sometimes without much luck, as Gator outlined. And he seems to be a bit of a no-fuss horse, as Cindy Alderson outlined too. You don't have to do a lot with him between runs. And I'm with him in an even race. Three ahead of 9, Markholt, who closed off well in the same race. 4, Namaqua, through the different form lines with the blinkers going on and respect for the stable from a good draw. I think he does look progressive. And Our Lone Star, another one coming through the Horrifying form line, got next best, but I'll be including Redwood Shadow in the quaddy. 3.9.4.2.
Yeah, and Kira Maher gave Namaqua a good push as well in the first word and an each way price. So Dean Lester likes the 4 from the 9, 2 and 3. Gators with it. Ruba, the favourite over the 9, 10 and 4. So 3, 9, 10 and 4 there for Gator. And Warren Huntley likes Ruba as well. 3, 9, 4 and 2. Host of messages coming through. Gators tips in race 5. They were 8, 3, 7 and 6. Let's have a look at race number 8 on the program. The 3-year-olds to do battle down the straight here over the 1,100 metres. Montessera comes out. And Archie Peter Beats, the 8, is also out, along with the 15, the Waterman here, Quinny.
And it's a very competitive betting race, and the money has been spread here. Unlike most of the races at Flemington today, there hasn't been sustained support for one or two gallopers. We've currently got Curran and Sugartown $5 joint favourites, all of Brighton 6. Yulong Command 650 has been a firmer. There's been a good each-way move for number 9, the Big Easy, 13 into 10 through the week, and that support has continued on race day, 10 into 7.50. Pioneer River, similar story, as much as 17 was available early doors, now an $11 quote. Dudson, 12. Friendly's Trooper, 15. Twist of Fury, 19. Great level at 23. Very competitive betting race. Each-way support for a couple of the gallopers at longer odds. Of those at the pointy end of the market, the best factor too, all of Brighton.
All right, then what are you doing here, Gator?
Look, I'm a bit of an all of Brighton fan, but I've been spooked by gate 1 and then tip 1 from gate 3, so I've confused myself. But anyway, Curran did chase a good one in Ayrton last time. There's a gap back to third. The third horse was the Big Easy. Of course, matched motors with all of Brighton. Curran beat all of Brighton 2 runs ago. I still think all of Brighton should have gone very close that race, though. I don't think there's much between them. I've lent to Curran over all of Brighton, is a shortened version. Yulong Command faded last time, but clearly has a case on the run prior to that when he was only collared late by Curran. Has a 4.5 kilo swing this time. And Sugartown scratched last week when big odds and now comes up thin in a harder race. I'm confused. 5, 2, 3, 14.
All right, then. So Gator with the 5 there, Curran to win. What are you doing here, Warren? And Liam O'Keefe, not to dent your confidence here, Gator, but he did say that they'll probably get back to the outside fence down the straight today.
Which doesn't help my top selection of all of Brighton either, Gareth, but I think this is an even race, and he will need some up, all of Brighton, but Mickey D understands the horse well, and he rode him to get to the outside of the track last start. I don't think we'll be seeing that here, but I don't know if they're going to be that much of an extreme bias. He will need some luck, but I'm with him too. He had a 14 Sugartown, who looks to have genuine upside, obviously rises in grade, but Danny O'Brien well aware of that, and I think she looks to be well suited to straight racing. We'll learn today, but she's got a good racing style. 6 Pioneer River resumes as a gelding. I thought his trials and jump outs have been terrific, and Curran's in the mix. Matty Cartwright can't take his claim here, but the horse does run well for him. 2, 14, 6 and 5.
All right, then, good little race here, Dino.
It is a good race, Gareth. Tricky race. Interesting that the speed is drawn to get down the outside, but they're not going to be that strong at the end of 1,100 metres. And I just wonder if those horses back to the inside, if they just bide their time, build their speed, they'll still be right in play. And I'll probably refer to Sugartown 14, who I think is a progressive filly. Was scratched last week, and they elected to run the longer odds stablemate in that race, and gone with this race here down the straight, maybe to give her a sider towards a race like the Creswick in a couple of weeks. I'm going to go with her to beat 5 Curran, who freshened up. He's going really well. He's yet to run a poor race. All of Brighton from Barrier 1. I'm not a fan of barrier one down the straight, but just the way this race sets up, maybe they'll start winding up down the centre and he can run well. And Pioneer River, I agree with Warren, he's trolled up really well and he just seems very well weighted. Last time in, he was always right up in the weights and all of a sudden he's nicely placed here in a race that he should run well in. 14, 5, 2 and 6.
All right then. So Dino's with the 14, Sugartown over the 5, 2 and 6. Gator with Curran over the 2, All of Brighton and the 3, Yulong Command. And Warren with All of Brighton over the 14, Sugartown. The 6 there, Pioneer River, and the 5 for 4th in Curran. Let's have a look at the final event on the program at Flemington, and it's race number 9, Benchmark 84 over the 2,000. Approach Discreet, the 5 comes out, along with the 11, 14 and 18 here, Quinny.
Yeah, another race that has been knocked around by scratchings, but not too heavy on the deductions. They total 6 cents in the dollar. Excelmen at $3.90, market leader. 5th position's been the best back galloper, now at $4.40. Lunar Flares had support, now $5.50. Vegas Knight, $9. Maserati Bay, $10. Crimson Ace, $14. Royal Crown, $19. But the best backed runner in the last, with Damien Lane set to steer, is the second elect, number 10, at 5th position. And just recapping the better backed runners at Flemington today, punters are looking to get the cash early. Grand Promenade has been really well supported through the multi bets in the opener, currently very short odds at $1.28. While Race 3, number 12, Chief Altoni, has been a firmer. And there's been sustained support for race 4, number 10, Sione. May your bets be winning bets, Gareth, and I shall speak to you soon.
All right, then what's your best, Quinny, today?
I'm sticking with Yulong January. Hopefully can make it back-to-back victories. We saw this horse find form and put 4 on the bounce together late December, early Jan, back in 1920. And hopefully now that he's got in the winning groove again, he can carry on that form today.
Enjoy your day. Good on you, Quinny.
Thank you, Gareth.
Mick Price, Michael Kent Jr. have the second favourite, 5th position here at Flemington. Let's hear what Michael Kent Jr. had to say about this galloper's chances.
He's trained on beautifully. We've purposely done this sort of program of 4 weeks between runs. And he's a really, really nice horse. It's a big jump up in grade. So I think if he can win this, you know, he's going to stamp himself as a nice middle-class horse for the future. I like the horse. I think he's going to be in the first 4. That's his natural sort of running pattern when he was over in Europe. And, he's all quality. He's a lovely horse, very clean-winded, and he's a very good each-way chance in an open race.
Who are you backing in the last, Warren Huntley?
Well, it's frustrating, Gareth, when about 3 horses you're looking forward to seeing at their next start all end up in the same race together. And they're Lunar Flare, 5th position, and Maserati Bay for me. So I'm including them all in McQuaddy. I'm going to go with Lunar Flare. I just think by this stage of the day, she'll be smoking her pipe, so to speak, and coming with a run down the middle of the track. I thought her run behind Dad Dory last start was terrific. Bunch finish there, but I think that's a good form reference for this. 10 fifth position was a spruik horse for the Warrnambool Carnival. He ran well, particularly considering the way the track was playing, and I think with that run under his belt, yes, it's a rising grade, but I think he's a progressive horse. As he's 9, Maserati Bay, his 2 runs this prep have been terrific, and 13, Exelman, just had the absolute run of the race last start and won accordingly, but in the mix as well. 16, 10, 9, 13.
Dino?
Gareth, I'm going with Lunar Flare also. She's come back really well. You'd want to see some run on earlier in the day, though, because she's going to be back and strong late. The other one that's really improved this time in is Maserati Bay. He's always been a handy horse, but he's got a bit more dash about him. This preparation, I think he can run very well. 5th position, as Warren mentioned, was well fancied at Warrnambool and ran well. And I'll put in Exelman, who'll be up on the speed getting a good run. I just think this is a slightly stronger race. But I like 16 and 9, Gareth. 16, 9, 10 and 13.
Okay, Gator, what are you doing here? We just lost Gator as well. He's disappeared. So, there you are,
I'm
Gator.
Hello. I'm here.
Take it away.
Small heart attack for the production staff, Matty. I saw it the same way as Ted. I think there's 15 of these that are like, oh, I'm ready to win now. So that makes it a really tough race. Hence, we'll be wide home in the quaddy. But 5th position, I thought the effort was terrific at Warrnambool, given the pattern was no real help. Runner-up was Strategic Phil, who won really well last week. Bedford was well beaten, came out and was excellent last week, given the pattern of the day. I think 2,000 logical and just went up over the odds in my very humble. Lunar Flare, yep, ready to win. Charge Tone Fresh, excellent finale last time off a walking speed. 3rd quickest last 200 all day. 1/3 up last prep. Exoman, blew the start, flew home to Blue Ocean. There you go, that ties in. That Flemington Lunar Flare race. Maserati Bay, come back in great order. Significance and everything else. 10, 16, 13, 9.
All right, then. So the numbers there for Dean Lester in the last 16, 9, 10, and 13. Gator likes the 10 from the 16, 13, and 9. And Warren's with the 16, 10, 9, and 13. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the team's best bets and also their quaddies. All right, well done to Michael from Hawthorne. He was the first person with the correct answer there for Dino's question there, and he wins a $210 voucher to Velado Steakhouse, the best steakhouse in Melbourne. The correct answer, of course, was Ethereal. Okay, Gator, your best bet and quaddie there at Flemington.
All righty, best. Race 7, number 3, Ruba. Quaddie, race 6 commences same. 8, way to go, Paula, 10, 4 left, right. 5, Michigan. 6, Volatile. Those numbers are 8, 10, 5, and 6. In the second league, we're going 3, Ruba, 9, Mark Holt, 10, 3, Carolina, 4, Namaqua, 3, 9, 10, and 4. Third league, 5, Current, 2, All of Brighton, 3, Long Command, 14, Sugartown. We better throw in 7, Thudston, 5, 2, 3, 14, and 7. Coming home with 5th position, Lunar Flare, Exoman, Maserati Bay, and Significance. Those numbers are 10, 16, 13, 9, and 4.
All right, then, Gator, enjoy your coffee, and then we'll catch up with you shortly for the Sydney Form Preview Show with yourself and Lizzie Jelfs. Thanks for that.
Deal.
Dean Lester, your best bets and a quaddie, please, at Flemington.
My best is Chief Eltony Gareth, race 3, number 12. My best value is Namaqua, race 7, number 4. The quaddie, the only real change to yesterday, there's a couple of scratchings, but we're adding one in the first league, and that's Volator. So it's 1, 5, 6, 8, and 12. Second league, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 9. Third league, numbers 2, 5, 6, and 14. And in the final league, 9, 10, 13, and 16.
So 9, 10, 13, and 16. Sorry to be a pain, Dino. Your number's in the second league once again.
We'll go with 2, 3, 4, 5, and 9. Gareth?
All right, then. Dino, do you have anything? What about the Queensland Oaks? Your thoughts there?
Bargain for me.
Okay.
I think it's prepped up well. Was a good run last start. The bigger track will be certainly in her favour, and I think she's very well placed in that race. So, I think not much between the top three in the market, which I can understand, but I'm happy to be with Bargain from the draw, getting a good run for Joshy Parr.
All right, then. Do you like anything else out wide around the country?
Not really, Gareth. I think I'll be mainly concentrating on Flemington.
All right, then. Good luck, mate. You're a beautiful man. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Gareth.
Warren Huntley, your best bets and a quaddie, please.
My best is race 3, number 12, Chief Eltony Gareth, and value for me, race 6, number 12, Foxy Frieda. 41st leg, 1, 5, 8, 10, and 12. Numbers 2, 3, 4, 5, and 9 in the second leg. 2, 5, 6, and 14 for me in the third leg. And like the other boys, my numbers in the last leg are 9, 10, 13, and 6. Out wider today, I'm just looking a little bit closer to home at Bendigo. Yep. I thought race 2, number 3, Huguenot for the Greg Urell stable would be very hard to beat. And I see Josh Richards had finally got his provincial claim down to 2 kilos. I thought he'd ridden 100 winners since he's been here in Victoria, but he's at least he's claiming 2 now in provincial Victoria.
Yeah, he's a talent. There's no doubt about that. Warren, what about the Queensland Oaks? Do you have an opinion there?
No, I don't, no. Gareth. I really don't have a strong handle on that form. So, no. Chris Waller with 6 runners in a race makes it a little bit hard for me.
All right, then. Thanks for that, Warren. Appreciate it, mate. Good luck, and looking forward to listening to you tomorrow morning with Correct Weight here on RSN 927.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Warren Huntley, and David Gately is taking control of the Punters Club, and he's been good enough to text me through his numbers. So it's a parlay 3 at Flemington for $25, which will be $100 all up. Grand Promenade, La Vina and Ruba for $75, I should say, with that parlay 3. So that's an all-up, basically. And the Rose Hill Running Double is race 3, always on show, into race 4, Menzar Missile. So he's all up Grand Promenade, La Vina, Ruba for $75. And he's running double there at Rose Hill, race 3, always on show, and the 4, Menzar Missile. And that is the Melbourne Form Panel for this Saturday, the 5th of June. It's news time now with Johnny Bowden, then straight after that, it's the Interstate Hour, kicking off with our Rose Hill preview with David Gately once again and Lizzie Jelfs.